Hare Krishna. Welcome here at the place of bhajan of Srila Rupa Goswami. Very briefly, this is a day where we will spend all of our time exclusively with the holy name. Two small things for now. It is very good if we invoke the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami, and it is very good if we remain focused. On the first point, please repeat to me, after me, a prayer to Srila Rupa Goswami. I will first read it in the English language and then we will chant it in Sanskrit. When will Sri Rupa Goswami... that's also nice, but we will repeat the Sanskrit. When will Sri Rupa Goswami, who established within this world the mission to fulfill the dearmost desires of the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally give me the shelter of his feet? It's a prayer, in other words, where we request to find shelter under Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. Kindly repeat after me. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai. Let us be mindful that here was, and in an aprakrat, that is unmanifested form, still is, Srila Rupa Goswami's place where he performed his personal worship of Lord Krishna by chanting. He used to interrupt his chanting of the name very often by, not very often, but from time to time by chanting the Ashtakams, which he wrote, these personal glorifications of different personalities like Radha Rani, Krishna, or their personal associates, to obtain their blessings. The chanting of the Goswamis is the epitome and the highest example of deep absorption, because during their chanting they entered into the divine pastimes of Lord Krishna and associated with the gopis and with Radharani. It's very absorbed, we would say, otherworldly chanting. So for us to chant absorbed and remain focused, it's good if we always do a small little check. Do we sit properly? Because bodily posture very much influences the abilities of the mind to concentrate or to go out of concentration. The second thing to check is our minds. Do we actually hear the holy names? When we notice we are absent-minded, then we should bring the mind back to the sound of the holy name. And the third is a question: do I chant mechanically at this moment, or is my chanting inspired by feelings of gratitude towards Krishna or Rupa Goswami, or joyfulness, and so on. It's very important to always try to leave the platform of the flickering and restless mind and come to a level of devotion, of bhakti, to chant in a devotional mood, in a devotional service. So these three things will help us to remain absorbed. We will not talk now more, because you are still in very focused way. You just came here and you are strong. So let us use the early morning hours to chant. A little additional tip is, please drink occasionally water so that you are not dehydrated. We are now in the open air. That is, we will dehydrate a little quicker than in a closed atmosphere. And also, you might find from time to time the body getting a little sleepy or tired. Then it may be good to walk a little around. But it's very helpful to always return to the main body of the devotees. We will be sitting here under the shady pilu trees, because we will carry each other with the sound vibration and with the focus which we have. We will assist each other in our project just by being absorbed. So we wish you, Burijan Prabhu and myself, a very absorbed chanting, and it should be easy. Please remember what you have heard so far in the Holy Name Retreat 2016 and apply it and be joyful. This is our best day. Be joyful. Let us chant together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasaji Gaur Bhaktavinda.